Hello, everyone, and welcome to, I forgot what number we're at. We're either at 3 or 4 of Games and Stuff. I am Avalee May, your host, and usually we talk about games. Last week we talked about some stuff. I'm going to go ahead and continue with our stuff category and talk about some anime that I'd like to recommend. I was talking to a friend over the past few days, and you know, he was watching some stuff that really kind of brought him down. I think he was watching some anime that was kind of heavy for him. His mood was in a poor place, and he was just looking for an anime that could lift his spirits. I mean, you know, you got your genres, you got the shonen, shoujo. Those are like the two big ones for boys and girls. Naruto, Bleach. Probably My Hero Academia being your shonen, and then shoujo. I mean, like, what's like the figurehead for shoujo? I would say Sailor Moon. That's pretty much shoujo. Anything with maho or magic girls, I would count that as shoujo. But then we get into the fun kind of like rom-com kind of stuff, or relationships, or awesome battle sequences. So, when he asked me for some anime that could kind of lift his spirits, I went ahead and gave him some of my top 3 kind of like cutesy anime, and then my top anime of all time. Let's start with the 3 cutesy anime. The first one that I want to talk about actually came out last year. I can't remember if it was fall or winter that this came out, but it is called Kiss Him, Not Me. This was an incredibly popular anime when it came out. It's basically like a excellent reverse harem anime. You have your protagonist, which is this girl, extreme otaku. She is chubby, she isn't pretty, no one really pays attention to her except for her other otaku friend. One day she's watching her favorite anime, and her favorite character and love of her life is killed. So this sends her into a depression lasting 2 weeks, where she doesn't leave her room for nothing. And when she does emerge from her room, you know, still crying and sad, losing her favorite character, she is skinny and for some reason beautiful. So this sparks all of these popular guys now paying attention to her, because now she is just like this prettiest thing in the entire world, and everyone wants her as their girlfriend. And basically they just have, she's dense. She's still being very honest that she's an otaku. You get all of these interesting other characters that join in. I mean, you have like the 5 guys who are just completely in love with her. And then you have this other character, I'm not going to spoil or give anything away, who comes in, but then they are also revealed to be in love with her. And you just get great introduction of new characters along the way. I think there's, how many episodes of Kiss Him? I think there are 12 episodes? Let me go ahead and check. Yeah, there's 12 episodes in the first season. I'm waiting for a second season to be announced. I don't think they did announce one. But it's great. This is your anime where if you are, you want to laugh. If you're a girl and you, kind of go crazy over hearing the words black butler, then you can relate with this main character and you will have a great time. It has just like a lot of comedy aspects to it, just playing off of a lot of the girl's emotions, and then with her interactions with the guys, where the guys are like, hey, let me flirt with you. Let me, you know, like, hey, what you think of this? And she's like, oh, sorry, you guys can't be my husbando because I already got like 10 husbandos and waifus on my anime list. So that's where the comedy comes from, and that's why it's just a really great show. My second lovey-dovey anime actually came out, I think it was last season, so this was either summer or fall of 2017. It's called Tsure Dure Children, or Tsure Zure Children. I see it spelled different ways. And this is basically, it's a short anime instead of, you know, like the usual 22, 24 minute long episodes. This one is only around 15 minutes long. So it's a short one. And it's basically a, I don't want to say anthology, but it's basically just like a collection of maybe five or six different couples, all starting or, have been in a relationship in high school. And it kind of follows their different relationships. So, I mean, you have one where the girl is just in love with the guy and keeps trying to get him to go out with her. But then the little sister is like, don't touch my bigger brother because I'm gonna slap you, you ho. And then you got like the school, the club, or the student body president falling in love with the delinquent, and he's kind of poking and prodding her, and she's fighting back. And that's probably my favorite couple out of all of them. And then you also have just all these fun. You got like the nerdy type where he's like, I can never get a girlfriend, and then a really cute girl totally falls in love with him. So I mean, you just have all of these really cute, really beautiful pieces, all these different relationships, and you get to watch all of them either like blossom or completely crumble. It's funny. It's not all just hard romance and all of that, but it's funny along the way, so it's really cute. The next one, and this is the one that he actually picked up after I told him about it. It's called My Love Story, or Ore Monogatari, which is, My Love Story, Japanese. Woohoo! So this anime is actually incredibly popular. I believe it started as a manga. It was made into an anime series. And then I think after the anime series was completed, they announced that they were creating a live action movie for it. And I watched the live action movie, or I watched the trailer for it after completing the anime series, and I was just blown away by some of the parts that they had decided to include in the movie. Thought it was really cute. If you guys have seen it, then you know the Saran wrap scene with Suna and Takeo. They have that in the live action movie. They put that at the end of the trailer, and it's really cute and it's a really funny moment. But basically, this anime is about this big guy. His name is Goda Takeo. Basically, all of the guys love him. He is just like praised as the sports god because he's like 6 feet tall and huge. He's like, bulky. He's the best at all the sports. He's takes everyone down, I think, in their karate class or martial arts class. And so when they move from middle school to high school, him and his best friend Suna, who is super attractive, great with the ladies, kind of like your pretty boy status. They move to high school together, and Takeo meets this girl. And she just becomes his entire world, and he is just in love with her, wants, everything, just, love, 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 wants to be around her. She's super sweet. He ends up saving her from a few situations, and then it's just kind of, oh, well, are they gonna get together? Are they not gonna get together? The outcome is kind of obvious, but I'm not gonna put any spoilers. But he, it's just them trying to find out if they're gonna be a good match for each other, and then whatever their relationship is for the rest of the anime. And it's really cute. It's not like your usual shoujo kind of, oh, I'm in love with him, but he's never going to notice me, or something like that. This one, it really takes it from Takeo's point of view, and just kind of like how he is just enamored with this girl. It's a really cute anime. I'm actually excited to watch the live action of it. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's just cute. If you want to feel good, you watch it. It's cute. Now, this was my friend. He took this anime, and what we did was we did an anime swap. You guys are probably familiar with that. If you guys watch anime, or if you talk to your friends about anime, you basically say, hey, you watch the first three episodes of this anime that I'm recommending to you, and I'll watch the first three episodes of this anime that you're recommending to me. That way you get kind of like a good mix. You're exposed to all sorts of different types and genres of anime. Everyone's different tastes. So I gave him My Love Story, and he gave me this anime called Grimgar of Fantasy and Ash, or the Japanese title, Haitogensou no Grimgar. Where do I even start with this? It sucked. Like, you know how Sword Art Online, was great for the first part, for maybe like the first half of their first season, and then they introduced the elves and all that junk, and then it just got dumb. Yeah, well, this, it's like it started with the elves and stuff, so it's just dumb throughout. Premise of this anime, they're stuck in a game, but I don't think they know that they're stuck in a game. Like, they think it's real life. And they'll be like, "Hey, I don't have my cell phone on me." And then they'll say, "Wait, what's a cell phone?" Like, they have memories that are locked or something. And then they're all, it's like, I think they start with 20 people or 15 or 20 people who are all, "Hey, how did we get to this place? My memories are gone. You guys don't know either? All right, well, let's form a party." So four or five of them create like this little party. Sorry, that was my chair squeaking. Four or five of them create this party, and they gotta go hunt monsters and stuff, but they're weak, so they can't really hunt monsters. They have to like do 5v1 on a weak goblin mob, and it is just pathetic to watch. I mean, what people try to sell this anime on is they're like, "Hey, well, you know, it's a more realistic type of SAO or Log Horizon where, you know, like they're in the game, but there are higher stakes and, you know, everything means more." And the thing is, when you try to push everything means more, everything kind of just turns into like this pile of junk. I mean, they build up. Okay, this is spoiler alert for this anime, but I mean, like, I don't think you should watch this anime. It's trash, and I'm gonna tell you even more in depth of why I think it's trash, but I'm gonna do some spoilers. So if you don't wanna listen to the spoilers, I recommend you mute me, turn me off, or, you know, just close this and write "you suck" in the comments. That way I know that, you know, who has the worst taste in anime. But okay, so let's go. So in the first or second episode, they introduce all the characters. I think the first thing you see in the first episode is this fight scene, where these four or five, I don't even remember how many there are, incompetent kids are just trying to swing their swords and missing their arrows on this like one little goblin mob, and it's just climbing all over them. Then you have Mr. Priest dude who's like, "Hey guys, I'm the only healer. And for some reason, I'm the only one who's competent. So let me save everyone, shot call this entire fight, and get everyone to safety and heal all your wounds." So as a viewer, you're thinking, "Wow, these guys suck, and this guy seems like the only competent one. Would sure suck if this guy wasn't around later." Episode two, they're like, "Hey guys, we're running out of money. We really gotta, you know, kill more goblins and stuff. Okay, let's go kill more goblins. Wow, we're getting better at this. Here's some backstory of how we got better at this." They kill a goblin or something. That's great. Priest guy starts to have a romantic connection with one of the mage girls, and it's like, "Oh wow, look, they're a cute couple. Would sure suck if anything happened to this cute couple, the only thing that's in the anime right now." And then what is it? Throughout, this is the thing. I love fan service through anime. I think it's funny. I think if you put comedic timing on it and everything, like, I think it's great. I do not like it when fan service is just shoved down your throat, like, "Hey, we can't think of anything good for the plot or for any of the character dialogue right now, so here's some boobs and here's some butt. Screenshot this, make this your desktop wallpaper." That's not the kind of fan service that I'm good with. If you want to do Kill a Kill, if you want to do Keijo, where every single, like, awkward fan service moment has a place for it, like, boom, okay, so the more skimpy Ryuko's outfit gets, the stronger her power is. She just has to accept the fact that, boom, womanhood, or, you know, the whatever the inner meaning behind Kill a Kill was. Like, okay, I get it. That's great. Keijo, they're literally fighting each other with their boobs and their butt. Okay, that sure, that makes sense if you have attacks with your boobs and your butt, then all right, that's great. Like, it may not fit everyone's taste, but that's fan service, and it comes in its own way. And you know what? There's a place for it. Grimgar doesn't do that. They just say, "Hey, let's talk about peeping on the girls and show their boobs a few times, and then, you know, we're good to go." It's just bad fan service. It's bad, it's out of place, and it's not even that great. They introduce one character, her name is Barbara, or Bara Bar Bara Bara or Barbara. I know it's a simple name but confusing. Best character. They introduce her for about a minute, and then she's gone. And I hear she doesn't come back until episode 9, which is frustrating. So You watch this, you see this, you get to the fourth episode, they're fighting more goblins. They're like, wow, guys, we're really accomplished. We just took down all these goblins. We have enough money to eat and buy clothing now. What could go wrong? Oh, hey, here's cocky little kid who's like, nothing can beat me. Walk into the middle of the empty town with, high walls and castles surrounding you, and a goblin shoots an arrow right through your freaking leg. Like, okay, then what happens? All right, so this guy's gonna die. That's great. No. No. See, now, if he died, then he would have no character development. So instead, let's take the character that maybe people like the most, or the character that seems necessary for the growth of the other characters. Let's take Monk Priest Guy. Monk Priest Guy goes in there, saves what's his face, and guess what happens to Monk Priest Guy? Oh, he gets shot in the back with an arrow, and then he dies. Whoa, spoil, like, where did that come from? No, that was, are you kidding me? Like, I knew that was coming from episode one, and when I told my friend who recommended this anime to me, like, yeah, I knew he was gonna die, he's like, wow, you are completely a heartless person, you have no taste in anime, and I said, no, my friend, this anime was trash. So that was kind of like my end of the rant on why Grimgar was a terrible anime and why you shouldn't watch it. And those were my three little watch these if you're feeling down, or watch these if you need a palate cleanser from the, I don't know, the gory anime that you may be into watching. I mean, if you want to do gory anime, I don't know what's up this season. I think someone told me that InuYashiki was good. It's about like an old guy or something. But besides that, otherwise, this season it's just like Shokugeki. March comes in like a lion, Sangatsu, no lion. Yeah, all that stuff. I wanted to talk about one other anime, but honestly, that anime I could talk about for hours, and I think we're running out of time. So that is it for this week's episode of Games and Stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. If you do like it, then go ahead and, you can subscribe if I put a subscribe button there. If not, you can just keep coming back to unpaused.com/gamesandstuff. Unpaused, UNPAWSED.com/gamesandstuff. All right, that was my show. I'll see you guys next week.